Good morning. It's December 17th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report focuses on the production challenges facing NIO Inc. due to a chip shortage impacting its third-generation ES8 electric SUV. According to a recent report from CNEV Post, the Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer announced that it is currently experiencing a shortage of a specific chip necessary for the rear seat entertainment system of the ES8. To address this issue, NIO is implementing a temporary technical solution for newly produced vehicles starting on December 22nd. Customers who place their orders for the new ES8 by the end of this year and choose this temporary solution will receive a one-time bonus of 15,000 NIO points, which is equivalent to approximately $213. For those who prefer to switch back to the original solution, once the chip supply improves, there will be a fee of 12,000 NIO points, or about $170. NIO has emphasized that it is working to accelerate production to ensure timely deliveries. Notably, vehicles that have already been delivered cannot opt for this temporary fix. The ES8 was officially launched on September 20th, with deliveries starting the following day. This model has been quite popular, with its production capacity for the year already sold out just 2 days after its launch. In November, NIO delivered over 36,000 vehicles in total, with the ES8 achieving impressive numbers, including record deliveries of over 10,000 units for that month alone. The company is on track to hit its 30,000th delivery of the new ES8 shortly, as hinted by a NIO executive last week. As NIO navigates through these production hurdles, the ongoing demand for its vehicles signals strong consumer interest in its offerings.
This report discusses the recent stock sale by David Ian McKay, the chief executive officer and director of a major bank. Citing data from the Globe and Mail, McKay exercised stock options and sold over 91,000 shares at a price of approximately $228.74 each. This transaction amounts to a significant divestment of about $20,800,000. Such moves by company insiders often attract attention, as they can signal confidence or concerns about the company's future. Investors may want to monitor these developments closely, as insider activity can provide insights into market trends and potential investment opportunities.
This report covers Swvl Holdings Corporation's acquisition of Urbvan Mobility. According to WAMDA's latest report, Swvl, a company known for its tech-enabled mass transit solutions, has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Urbvan, a shared mobility platform based in Mexico. This acquisition is particularly significant as Urbvan serves as a transportation service provider across 18 cities in Mexico, aiming to enhance the quality and safety of public transit. By integrating Urbvan's operations with its own, SWVL is poised to accelerate its mission of offering safer and more efficient transportation options. Both companies share a common goal of addressing the challenges faced by traditional mass transit systems, especially in densely populated areas where transport inefficiencies can impact daily life. Swvl's chief executive officer, Mostafa Kendil, emphasized that this partnership will bolster their position in the mobility sector, particularly for vulnerable populations in challenging environments. Urbvan's leadership also expressed excitement about the potential for growth through this partnership, highlighting their shared vision of transforming mass transit to make it safer for all individuals, regardless of gender or social class. The financial strategy behind this acquisition aims to enhance profit margins, achieve positive cash flow, and focus on high-profit segments like transport as a service and software as a service. Looking ahead, this move could position Swvl as a frontrunner in the Latin American transportation market, expanding its reach while also improving the daily travel experiences for many. The acquisition is expected to finalize in the third quarter of 2022.
This report discusses recent institutional investment activity in McKesson Corporation. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, Oak Thistle LLC has made a new investment in McKesson, acquiring nearly 3,000 shares,
valued at over $2 million in the third quarter. In addition, other notable players in the institutional investment space have adjusted their holdings. For instance, Vanguard Group increased its stake by 2%, now owning more than 12 million shares worth nearly $9 billion after buying over 200,000 additional shares. Similarly, Geode Capital Management raised its position by 4.1%, bringing its total to over 2 million shares valued at over $2 billion. AllianceBernstein made a significant move, increasing their holdings by 150.4% and now holds over 2 million shares. Norges Bank also entered a new position valued at approximately $1.3 billion in the same quarter. Overall, institutional investors now control over 85% of McKesson's shares. On the insider trading side, Chief Accounting Officer Napoleon B. Rutledge Jr. sold 329 shares, marking a 50.8% decrease in his ownership, which raises some eyebrows about insider sentiment. As for McKesson's stock performance, shares opened at approximately $809.51, reflecting a decline of 1.6%. The company holds a market capitalization of nearly $100 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 25.19. In terms of financial performance, McKesson reported earnings per share of $9.86 for the last quarter, surpassing estimates and showing a year-over-year revenue increase of 10.2%. The company also announced a quarterly dividend of 82 cents, which is expected to be paid on January 2nd, further indicating its commitment to returning value to shareholders. Looking ahead, analysts have varied outlooks on McKesson, with Barclays initiating coverage with an overweight rating and a price target of $960. In contrast, some analysts downgraded their ratings, highlighting a mixed sentiment in the market. Overall, McKesson remains a focal point for institutional investments and continues to be closely monitored by analysts for potential growth and performance in the healthcare sector.
This report discusses recent institutional investments in KeyCorp and the company's stock performance. In recent commentary, MarketBeat noted that Oak Thistle LLC has recently acquired a new stake in KeyCorp, purchasing over 106,000 shares valued at nearly $2 million. This move highlights ongoing interest in the financial services provider, as other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions. For instance, Gamma Investing LLC increased its holdings by 6.3%, while Praxis Investment Management raised its stake by 11.1%. Capital A Wealth Management made a significant leap, growing its position by over 250% in the second quarter, reflecting a broader trend of institutional confidence in KeyCorp. On the analyst front, several firms have updated their price targets for KeyCorp. Morgan Stanley raised its target to $24, but maintained an underperform rating. Meanwhile, Jefferies Financial Group adjusted their target to $22 with a hold rating. Other firms like Truist Financial and Evercore ISI have also tweaked their projections, indicating a mix of cautious optimism in the market. KeyCorp's stock opened at $20.58 recently, with notable volatility over the past year, ranging from a low of $12.73 to a high of $20.88. The company reported quarterly earnings of $0.41 per share, surpassing expectations and showing significant year-over-year revenue growth. Finally, KeyCorp recently declared a quarterly dividend of $0.205 per share, yielding around 4%, although its payout ratio is notably high at over 100%. This combination of institutional interest, fluctuating analyst ratings, and solid earnings suggests that investors should keep a close eye on KeyCorp's future movements as market dynamics evolve.
This commentary focuses on recent institutional investment activity in Hilton Worldwide Holdings Incorporated. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Oak Thistle LLC significantly increased its stake in Hilton by over 110% during the third quarter, acquiring more than 4,000 shares. This brings their total holdings to over 8,000 shares, valued at approximately $2.2 million. Several other institutional investors have also made adjustments to their positions in Hilton. For instance, Vanguard Group added a small increase to its stake, now holding over 25 million shares worth more than $6.7 billion. Similarly, State Street Corporation and Geode Capital Management enhanced their positions, indicating strong interest from major investors in the hospitality sector. In terms of analyst ratings, Hilton Worldwide has received mixed feedback. Jefferies Financial Group slightly raised its target price while maintaining a buy rating. However, other firms like Sanford C. Bernstein and TD Cowen have adjusted their price targets downward, suggesting some caution in the market. Overall, Hilton currently holds a consensus rating of moderate buy, with a target price around $285. In the latest earnings report, Hilton exceeded earnings expectations with $2.11 per share for the quarter, although its revenue fell short of estimates. Despite a year-over-year revenue increase, the company still faces challenges with its return on equity and net margins. Additionally, Hilton has declared a quarterly dividend of 15 cents per share, further indicating its commitment to returning value to shareholders. The company operates a diverse portfolio of hotel brands, positioning itself strategically within the hospitality industry. As we look ahead, Hilton's performance will be closely watched, especially given the significant institutional interest and the mixed analyst outlook.
This report discusses the significant investment activities and performance of Expedia Group, Inc. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Oak Thistle LLC has significantly increased its ownership in the online travel company by over 160% during the third quarter, now holding more than 10,000 shares, valued at over $2 million. This move reflects growing confidence in Expedia, especially as several other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions, with some making new investments. In terms of analyst outlook, the stock has received various ratings, with a consensus suggesting a hold status. Notably, HSBC recently raised its target price for Expedia from $232 to $272, expressing a buy rating. Meanwhile, Piper Sandler upgraded its view from underweight to neutral, raising its price target as well. Expedia's recent earnings report showed the company exceeded expectations, reporting earnings per share of $7.57 against an anticipated $7.10. The company also saw revenue growth, with quarterly figures reaching $4.4 billion, marking an increase compared to the previous year. Additionally, Expedia recently announced a quarterly dividend of 40 cents per share, which contributes to an annual yield of about 0.6%, reflecting a commitment to returning value to shareholders. However, some insider selling has been noted, which could raise questions about confidence among company executives. Overall, while institutional interest is strong, analysts remain cautious, with many recommending a hold as they await further developments in the travel sector.
This report covers the recent activity of institutional investors in D.R. Horton, Inc. According to a recent report from MarketBeat, Oak Thistle LLC significantly increased its investment in the home building company during the third quarter, raising its stake by over 88%. This move adds to the growing interest among hedge funds, with several others also acquiring shares of D.R. Horton recently. For instance, Twin Peaks Wealth Advisors established a new position valued at approximately $29,000, while Bay Forest Capital dramatically increased its stake by over 340%. Other firms, such as Accredited Wealth Management and Hance Financial Services, also boosted their holdings in D.R. Horton, reflecting a strong institutional confidence in the company. Despite these bullish moves among investors, D.R. Horton's stock opens slightly lower at $155.15. The stock has shown a range in the past year, with a low of $110 and a high of $184. The company reported earnings recently, showing earnings per share that fell short of analyst expectations, although their revenue exceeded forecasts. In addition to the earnings report, D.R. Horton declared an increase in its quarterly dividend. Now set at 45 cents per share, up from 40 cents, this adjustment reflects a commitment to returning value to shareholders with an annualized dividend yield of around 1.2%. Analysts have mixed views on the stock, with target prices varying widely. Wells Fargo has lowered its target price, while UBS raised theirs, indicating a range of perspectives on D.R. Horton's future. Overall, the stock currently holds a consensus rating of hold among analysts, with many suggesting that it may not be the best buy compared to other options in the market. As interest from institutional investors continues to shape the landscape, it will be interesting to see how D.R. Horton navigates these challenges and opportunities moving forward.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.